fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Faster, boy, faster! I'll Silver! Boy!
Dan Reed, the Lone Ranger's 14-year-old nephew, and his horse Victor were in a cave at the bottom of a canyon. The cave was a large place, large enough to accommodate several men and their horses. The Lone Ranger had made use of it several times when he was in the vicinity of Red Oak, but few others knew of the hiding place. Though early evening, it was quite dark. Working by candlelight, Dan was busily engaged in chipping away tiny bits from a piece of flint, as Tonto had taught him to make arrowheads for the Indian.
Tonto's mighty fussy about this job, Victor. Could use metal tips, but he insists on flint. Sometimes I think he's old-fashioned. Here, someone's coming.
Quiet, Victor. You know better to give away the hideout. This way, boy. We'll hug the rear wall till those riders pass. I'd better blow the candle out. No, it isn't the Lone Ranger and Tonto. They wouldn't race their horses like that on the stone floor of a canyon, especially in the dark.
Thunder, I'm willing to hold up here till hens get toothache sooner and go back to Circle Bar. Well, get off your horse, Bolivar, and lead the old buzzard bait into the cave.
I'm with you,
Hatshaw. You're to blame, Bolivar. You and your coyote around the ranch. We had good jobs there, and you spoiled them.
Stop and your lungs on me.
If it weren't for me remembering this cave, we'd have had to keep running till doomsday. Tinker, we could be followed here.
That canyon floor won't show tracks. Is there any water in here?
Sure, there's water, but you gotta chew it before you can swallow it. When the Lone Ranger showed me this place, he showed some way to filter the water.
Well, wait till I strike a light and see where we're at.
Just a minute.
Trap.
Who's that?
You can't see me, but I can see you against the mouth of the cave. Who are you?
We don't mean no harm. We're law-abiding, minding our own business.
That's right, mister. We got more troubles than a bobtail horse in fly time.
You just mentioned the Lone Ranger.
You bet we did. He's our friend.
He showed me this cave.
Oh, I guess that makes it all right. Go ahead and strike a light. I'll bring a candle up to you.
What are your names? I'm Bolivar Bates, and my pard here's Hacksaw Hastings. Here's a light.
Hold that match, Skiddy, Bolivar.
I am!
There we
are.
Hey, you're just a kid.
You're a friend of the Lone Ranger, you say?
I'm nearly 15. My name's Dan Reed.
We're glad to meet up with you, Dan.
Me too. Is your Lone Ranger coming back here?
Yeah, but maybe not till tomorrow.
By hang, I wish he was here now. There's trouble piling up at the Circle Bar.
Oh, what kind of trouble?
We don't know. We lit out.
Yeah, some critter potted our hair with gun lead, and we ain't men that are slow to take a hit. We scooted.
Why did they do that?
Oh, hang it all. We're just born unlucky, that's all. We had us good jobs at the Circle Bar. Mighty good jobs, handling cattle.
Which same ain't easy for men our age to get.
Bolivar, you cap.
No, go on, Hacksaw, go on. I ain't interrupting.
Well, see you don't. It was after supper, and Bolivar wanted to look around the place.
Go ahead and blame me. I'm always the one to blame.
Well, it was your idea to snoop.
You was willing enough. You figured there might be something worth seeing in the cyclone cellar of the old house.
I'll finish it short, Dan. There's an old ranch house that ain't used no more. The widow lives alone in a new, smaller place.
A widow?
Yep. We snuck to the cyclone cellar of the old house, and what do you think we see? Rifles. Case after case of army rifles.
Rifles? Golly.
And someone we didn't see started shooting at us. And we didn't wait to ask questions.
Well, wait a minute. That's why the Lone Ranger went to town.
To Red Oak?
Yeah. Someone around here has been buying a lot of contraband rifles. There's a United States Marshal around here trying to find out something about them.
Oh, my sakes alive. No wonder we were shot at.
The Lone Ranger hoped to help him. You've got to go back to the Circle Bar and watch to be sure those rifles aren't moved.
Not me.
You couldn't hire me to go back.
But now they know someone saw the rifles. They'll find another hiding place.
They won't have to if we go back there. They'll just put our lamps out and let it go up there.
Then I'll go.
Oh, now hold on, youngster.
They don't know me. You said they hired you. They must need help.
Yeah, they must need help bad to hire two stoving galoots like us.
Well, I didn't mean that. I can wrangle cattle. I can do a man's work.
Now, look, Dan. The widow seems mild enough, but you can't tell. Maybe she's the leader of the gang. We don't know about her. We do know that some of the men there are so tough, they'd fight a rattlesnake and give the snake first bite.
Oh, I'll be all right. When the Lone Ranger comes here, tell him what you've told me. And tell him I want the Circle Bar to keep watch and make sure the rifles aren't moved.
You shouldn't do it.
Maybe not. But I got to use my own judgment. And I think it's the right thing to do.
You don't pack a gun, that's one good thing. They look on you as a harmless kid. We watch for the Lone Ranger, Dan.
Good.
A United States Marshal named Daniels met the Lone Ranger and Tonto in a clump of cottonwoods near town.
There might be a lot of risk, Tonto.
No, me not mind risk.
Both Tonto and I want to help locate those rifles before they get into the hands of Indians.
Indian make plenty trouble. Make more with rifle. Some Indian not try to live in peace.
What makes you think the rifles are in this vicinity?
Well, it's a long story of endless investigation. We had a number of men working on it since the shipment of rifles was stolen.
I see.
We finally got confession from two guards. They couldn't tell much. They didn't know who paid them. They simply looked the other way when the rifles were stolen. But they were paid in paper money that was mailed here in Red Oak. So far, we found no Indians with new rifles.
And the rifles are still undercover.
That's right. My plan is to smoke out someone. I think Tonto can help. Now, here, Tonto, is the gold. Put it in your pocket and get over to the cafe.
Nico.
You'll keep watch on things, won't you?
Yes, Daniels.
Good. Then I guess we're ready. I'll tip off the sheriff and let him make the arrest.
Well, Mr. Gregson, I don't see you here very often.
No, you don't. Let me have a glass of soda water.
Is that all?
Stomach, you know.
Oh, it's not your stomach. It's only that you're a banker and you're afraid someone will get the better of you if you get to drinking anything hard.
Indeed.
Hey, there's an Indian. I hope none of the boys bust the law and serve him a drink. There's a United States Marshal in town.
Yes, I talked to him. He's looking for a shipment of rifles that were stolen from the army.
That's so.
Yes, the Indian's coming over to speak to you.
Oh.
You got paper money?
Folding money? For what?
For me swap gold. Gold here in sack.
It's heavy. Is this all gold dust?
You weigh.
Just a minute.
Sheriff, I ain't selling him anything.
You can't get that much gold dust. Let me see that.
Oh, it's gold, all right.
What matter?
Where'd you get it, Indian?
Me come here to meet man. Talk business.
What kind of business?
Lip private business.
Like you said, it came from a stick-up stage or something. Who'd you come here to meet?
Me not tell.
Look here, I can take you to jail for questioning.
Me not talk.
We'll see about that. This much gold is reason for plenty of suspicion.
The Lone Ranger and Daniels stood in the darkness near the hitch rack in front of the cafe. They saw Tonto come out in the sheriff's custody.
Just walk right ahead and meet to the jail. We'll see if you won't change your mind about telling who you're figuring on doing business with.
So far, so good. A little while, it'll be all over town that the sheriff has a prisoner.
I hope you're right, Daniels.
Plan's worth trying anyway. If someone in Red Oak has rifles for sale, they'll try to find out if that's what brought the Indian here with so much money.
Stand back from the hitch rail. I don't want these men to see my mask.
All right.
Oh, I'm only going to stick around for a half an hour or so. It's a long ride back to the Circle Bar.
Well, just sweat our whistles and ride back. We've got a new tenderfoot to break in tomorrow.
Yeah, what was the kid's name?
Reed. Dan Reed, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Not a bad-looking kid, but pretty young.
Daniels.
What's the matter?
There couldn't be two of the same name.
Where are you going?
Teddy Silver, I'll see you later. There's one thing that comes first.
What's your
name, fella? Come on, Silver!
The Lone Ranger raced away from town and entered the canyon. Here he let Silver pick his own course over the rock-strewn floor, and in record time arrived at the cave.
Oh, Silver, Teddy boy, Teddy, easy. Dan! What's the matter, Silver? Who's in there?
It's him, Bolivar. Hey, mister, remember me? I'm Axel.
Axel Hastings and Bolivar Bates. What are you doing here?
Yeah, we're at the Circle Bar. We waited for
you. Why'd you go there?
We seen the rifles, then someone shot at us, and we lit out.
What rifles? Where did you see them? Who shot at you?
We didn't wait to see who shot at us.
The rifles were in the cellar of the old house.
The one who lives in the new house. A smaller one.
Come on, Silver.
Hey, we ain't finished yet.
The Circle Bar was a well-known ranch not far from the canyon. As the Lone Ranger raced toward it, he whipped off his mask and tucked it beneath his shirt. With materials brought from the saddlebags, he deftly applied a disguise to his face. This done, he cried,
"Come on, Silver!"
A short distance from the ranch, he slowed the big white horse to a trot to approach without undue speed.
Oh, Silver, easy, fella, easy, steady. Something going on there.
Jack, Bill, Pete, come here. Hurry and bring all the men with you.
I've got to see about this, Silver.
Something wrong in the house? Anyone left in the bunkhouse?
Bring your new kid, too.
Come here, boys. Something dreadful has happened. Hurry.
What's the matter, Mrs. Lambert?
Durick, bring everyone inside the house. Oh, mercy me, what'll we do?
Inside, boys.
Where's the boy I hired this evening?
Yeah, where is he? Hey, look around. Be sure everyone's here.
Here I am.
All right, step inside.
Lefty and Slim rode to Red Oak for a while.
The rest of you come in.
Well, they're all here, Mrs. Lambert, all but the two old galoots. They ran out on us.
Oh, they did?
Yep, I don't know why.
Durick, how long ago did they leave?
Just before I lighted the bunkhouse lamps. What's happened?
Boys, I've been robbed.
You have? Doggone it, boys. A buzzard that would rob a fine old lady like Mrs. Lambert should hang. Was it much, ma'am?
Durick, you know about the mortgage.
Sure.
I had the gold all saved up in a box. I was going to pay it to Mr. Gregson next Monday when the mortgage falls due. It's been stolen.
Why, those two old crooks. No wonder they lit out so fast.
Oh, but they...
What's that?
Nothing.
I've tried to warn you about hiring anyone that comes along, Mrs. Lambert.
Oh, I know you have, Durick.
You'd only let me do the hiring as a foreman is supposed to do.
But when someone needs a job, I can't turn him away.
Yes, I know. Boys, I'm satisfied those two old buzzards stole the gold. We've got to find them.
I never would have suspected.
Well, you ain't a judge of men, Mrs. Lambert. We'll find them, and then you'll see that I'm right.
We've got to find them. I'll lose the ranch if I don't get that gold back. Mr. Gregson won't renew the mortgage.
Boys, get your horses and saddle up. Meet me at the corral for final orders. How are you, Reed? Wait a minute.
Yeah?
You wait in the bunkhouse. I want to ask you a few questions. And you'd better have the right answers.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Durick, the Circle Bar foreman, went to the corral with the ranch hands to instruct them in the search for Hackshaw and Bolivar, accused of stealing Mrs. Lambert's gold. Dan Reed, as ordered, went to the bunkhouse to await Durick and answer questions.
Answer a few questions? What do you mean by that? I have...
Dan.
You. I recognize the clothes, but your face...
Disguised. I came here with other plans, ran into the announcement of the robbery.
Did Hackshaw tell you I was here?
Yes.
That seemed like the right thing to do. I thought after someone knew Hackshaw and Bates had seen the rifles, they'd change the hiding place.
Instead, they framed those two old men for a robbery. When they're brought back here, their lives won't be worth much.
I thought I did the right thing.
I'll never scold you for doing what you think's the right thing. Now we've got to move fast. We've got to stop the hunt for our old friends.
How can we?
There's no time for explanation. Here, I'm writing a note.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to keep the attention of those men for a few minutes. While they listen to me, saddle Victor and get him out of the corral as quietly as possible.
Yes?
Then get to Red Oak in a hurry.
I see.
Give this note to the sheriff. He'll tell you why Tonto's in jail.
Tonto? In jail?
Yes. You may meet Daniels. He's a United States Marshal. Trust him.
Right.
That woman was robbed for something more than just the gold. It's too pat. Someone wanted Hacksaw and Bolivar framed. Maybe there's more than that to it, but whatever it is, we're going to blow a few of the plans sky high. Here's your note.
Right.
And I'll see you later. All right, Silver, we'll join that group.
I'll cut around to the far side of the corral.
Boys, you remember what Mrs. Lambert said? If you don't get the cash back, you lose the ranch. There's no doubt but what those two galoots are the ones that took it. They wouldn't have hightailed if they'd been innocent.
That's right.
I've told you how to split up and where each pair is to travel. You're out of the question to trail them, but you're on the lookout for signs of any place they might be camping. Now that...
Just a minute.
Hey, who are you?
I've been to Red Oak.
What about it?
Just this. There might be a connection between something that happened there and the robbery that took place here.
Who are you?
What's the difference? Who's the top hand around here?
I am.
You're Derek?
You got something to say, say it and be quick. We got work to do.
What I have to say needn't be hurried, Derek. You don't need to send the men out.
How's that?
You'll understand when I've finished.
Well, then get started.
An Indian came into Red Oak a little while ago. He had quite a sum in gold.
He did?
He wouldn't tell the sheriff where he got it. Do you suppose he stole it from Mrs. Lambert?
I don't know. How much did he have?
I don't think it was weighed or counted.
Well, he... Hey, you! Where are you going?
Let him go, Derek. I told him to clear out.
You did? Hey, who are you anyhow?
We went through that once before.
Come on, Victor.
Hey, you, I...
Derek.
He's got away.
Let him go. Come into town with me and bring the sheriff and the Indian back here to answer questions.
I ain't leaving this ranch unprotected.
Unprotected? These men here?
I don't know who I can trust. None of them been here long.
Then why not send them into town? They can tell the sheriff what's happened.
Yeah, that's it. You heard it, boys. Go tell the sheriff the whole story and bring him and the prisoner back here. Get going.
So you're the only one that's been here for any length of time.
What about it?
It was pretty flimsy, Derek.
What do you mean?
You know, of course, that the money the Indian had wasn't stolen from Mrs. Lambert.
What are you getting at, mister?
Maybe if you'd left the ranch, one of the boys would have been curious about the cyclone cellar in the old house.
The cyclone cellar?
You wouldn't want to take a chance on having someone see it, would you?
Well, I never go near the old house. I didn't even know there was a cellar beneath it.
You'll take a look at it now.
Now, see here. You won't tell who you are, I ain't going to go...
You'll look at it, Derek.
Ah. So that's the way it is.
That's right. Now take your gun so no one gets hurt.
Now look. Mrs. Lambert gave strict orders about the old house. She moved out when her husband died and they've been entered since.
Maybe the cellar can be reached from outside the house. We look around.
All right. That's the way it's got to be. The old house is right in back of the new one. I'll show you where. There is a way into the old cellar from the outside.
I didn't realize the houses were so close. I don't see how a shot could be fired in the old cellar without being heard by Mrs. Lambert.
What shot?
Don't you know?
I sure wish I knew what you're driving at.
Let's wait until we're in the cellar.
Yeah, here's the outside door. The double door is wide enough for a wagon.
Open one.
Hey, it's pitch dark in there.
Here's a candle and matches. Light up.
All right. There. You see, the ground slants down. Wagon could be running.
Hey, there is a wagon over there.
Go ahead, we'll see what's inside.
Hey, stamp.
Good for footprints, huh, Derek?
Say, that's right. That'll prove I never was in here before.
Look in that wagon.
Rifles. Cases of...
Are you surprised?
I sure am. Hey, this... Hey,
down. You hit?
Oh, but they got the candle.
This way.
Hey, that hit some bottles or something. The door's closed. Look, you can't see out there.
Keep low.
Well, give me my gun. I'll return that fire.
No. Kill that marksman, and we may not find out who else is in on the rifle deal.
What of it? He'll get us if we don't get him.
Quiet a minute. Whoever you are, you can't get away. There'll be others here in a few minutes. All right, we'll wait. Hug the ground, Derek. He can't get us in total darkness.
For what seemed an endless length of time, the tension in total darkness continued. At the slightest sound of movement, the heavy gun would bark in the cyclone cellar. But every shot went wild because of a simple trick for the Lone Ranger. While he spoke clearly, telling Durick to hug the ground, his hand guided the foreman to the top of the cases in the wagon. The shots were low, far too low to find the mark. The killer was determined. Meanwhile, Dan Reed reined up at the entrance to the cave where Bolivar and Hacksaw were hidden.
Oh, oh, Victor, oh, boy, oh, oh. Hey there, Bolivar, Hacksaw.
Who is it? Why, it's Dan Reed. Mount up, Bolivar. Where did you come from, Dan?
I just rode in from Red Oak. The marshal says for me to take you two to the ranch.
Not me, ain't. I ain't going back to that place.
Me neither. You can tell the marshal to go hang.
But you've got to go.
I'm staying.
Me too. The only man who could get me to go back to that infernal ranch is the Lone Ranger.
But the Lone Ranger's at the ranch. If you two'd quit arguing a minute, I'd have told you so.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, why didn't you say so? Come on, let's go back to the ranch right now.
Yeah, I ain't afraid to go back there now. No, sir.
Well, come on. We've no time to lose.
A short time later, a body of horsemen reined up at the ranch. Daniels, the marshal, seemed to be in charge. He rapped on the door.
I'll do the talking. The rest of you boys keep still.
But if that redskin...
The sheriff, put him in my custody.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness your boys... Who's this?
Name is Daniels, ma'am. United States Marshal.
Oh, do come in. There's been the most awful gunfight going on.
Where gunfight?
It was muffled, but I could know for sure it was guns. Over in the cellar of the old house. I don't know what it means.
I do.
I've been so frightened. I went to the bunkhouse, but none of the men were there. Please, look in the cellar of the old house.
We can tell you what happened.
You bet we can.
Boss, what happened?
That man's masked.
Masked? Oh, mercy me.
Speak up, Derek. You're the foreman.
He put his mask on in the cellar. I don't blame him for suspecting me.
Of what?
Boys, there's a wagon load of brand new army rifles in the old cellar. Stolen ones.
Found them, huh?
Yes.
The masked man thought I was working with someone to sell them to Redskins. And I can see why he thought so. I was the only one that had been on this ranch any length of time. Well, I wouldn't leave here tonight. It'd look more than ever like me.
Nearly a costly mistake.
He took me down there, and then gunfire started. We were trapped. If he hadn't signaled me to climb on the wagon at the same time he said to hug the ground, we'd have been killed by the spray of bullets on the floor. I guess the killer thought we were dead. We both let out a howl just as a bunch of you arrived.
Where is this killer?
The ground below is very damp. Look at our boots.
Yeah, muddy.
I'll look at Mrs. Lambert's shoes.
You, Mrs. Lambert!
All right. You're smart. Don't any of you move. I'm leaving here on the handiest horse, and I don't aim to be caught.
You won't get far, Mrs. Lambert.
I'll risk that.
There's one thing that I wondered about. Your stolen money. I suppose you faked that so you could pretend you were going to lose the ranch and discharge all the men before your customer came to get the rifles.
You're a smart guesser.
It also gave you an excuse to hunt down two harmless old men who had seen the rifles.
I ain't telling a thing.
You won't have a chance, Mrs. Lambert. The banker's already in custody.
What?
He fell into a little trap and called on this Indian in jail. He said enough to make us suspect him.
Now, with the evidence we'll get here, we'll have a case against him.
All right. You got him, but you ain't got me. I'm leaving, boys, and I don't miss when I can see my target.
We'll get you.
The first man to come through this door will be dropping the straps.
Hey, Oliver, look what's going on. Drop it, man.
I'll take it.
You two old fools. If you hadn't come in,
I'd... Sorry, ma'am. We didn't intend to until Dan come to our hideout and said we should come in and be witnesses against someone.
We sure didn't expect it to be our boss.
Sorry, Mrs. Lambert, but you'll have to consider yourself under arrest.
All right. I give up. I've done my best.
Golly, is this right? Was Miss Lambert the one?
Yes, Dan.
I'm sorry about that. Miss Lambert, I thought you
oh,
were...
Oh, never mind, kid. I got it coming to me. I ain't as old as the wig makes me look. I'll live through the term I'll get, and I reckon it won't be so long when I tell Gregson how he engineered it and made me play my part.
Well, Bolivar, we're out of work again.
Well, we're sure used to it.
I guess you boys have a reward coming.
Who says that?
The note that was sent to the sheriff. The Lone Ranger sent it.
Where is he?
He and the Indian and the boy just went out.
Dead rat. He's the one should get any reward.
Come on, Silver.
Get up, Victor.
Get him up, stop.
I'm Silver.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.